What's up, guys? What's going on? I know it's been a minute, but I am finally back on the podcast. Yesterday is April 2nd. And judging by my voice, you already know how I feel. But in other news, let's get into this coronavirus, or how they call it, the COVID-19. And if you hear my music keep pausing, it's just because the internet connection right now is like really poor upstairs. I have no idea what's going on. I've been trying to get this the oldies, not really oldies, but more so 90s music playing on this playlist, and I've been struggling with this thing for like probably 10 minutes just trying to get it to work. I hope you can enjoy the music that's playing. I actually have it on like a Faith Evans radio. But I just wanted to come on the podcast to check in, let you know that I'm good. I didn't forget about, you know, my audience and whomever's listening. Really just has to take some time to kind of reorganize some things and get a lot of the stuff in order. And then with the upcoming stuff that, you know, happened in the world, just kind of threw everybody for a loop. So, you know, a lot of small businesses and just everything has been kind of shaken up. But I do plan to continue and to bring you guys, you know, great content. And I do have a couple of things to discuss with you guys. And I haven't been posting on the page because I've really just been trying to take time away from the social media. So if anything, I would just kind of post pictures, but I probably do need to just post the pictures on that specific page. But I believe that I have changed my name for the last and final time for this podcast, and that one actually just kind of came to me in dreams, and it was one of those names that I was really afraid to put out because I thought it would sound weird. But in retrospect, this is really just like the person that I am. And please excuse the noise. Today is, I believe, Wednesday, and they're picking up trash. So if you hear this loud truck, please forgive me. But yes, if by any chance that you click on this podcast and you see the name, it will be called now and until whenever, the Big Mouth Counselor. I feel like I need to provide you guys with a lot more of counseling and, you know, just a lot of techniques and things like that. You know, it's really just like a free game. You know, a lot of people don't have those resources. Health insurance don't provide it, so I feel like, why not? I have a free and open podcast that I don't ask you guys to, you know, pay for it, just to subscribe. You could, that's really just your choice. But I'm really just out here just trying to help and heal others, and in the process I help and heal myself. So with that being said, I thought it was kind of important to come back specifically because a lot of states and things like that are going through massive shutdowns. A lot of people are raiding the grocery stores, stock markets are going down, hospitals are at capacity, and we still have a lot of our essential workers, you know, like hospital workers, doctors, nurses, the techs, medical assistants, dental, urgent cares, police officers, you know, firefighters, anybody that works in those fields that are deemed essential, you know, things where it has to do, you know, banking, grocery stores, gas stations, restaurants, all those things that provide us, you know, with our basic necessities. Those people are still out there on the front line, you know, risking their lives every day. And so I just thought it was really important to just come and, you know, just kind of really give everybody like some type of words of encouragement, some type of inspiration, and just overall just talking to you guys, you know, to lift spirits and not really get to that point where we sink into a really deep depression or just overly stressed. And so it's important now that we have this downtime to kind of reorganize and rethink a lot of things. And I kept seeing this post that was kind of circulating around about if you're not coming out of this quarantine, you know, better, or already started a small business, and et cetera, and things like that. And it's really important because it was working in my favor when it came to those things I had been educating and learning and reading and just trying to prepare myself to get to that point of where I can actually come out and start some stuff. And even with the picture that I posted last night, that's not even the beginning, because those are just things that I was just merely just doing for myself and for my family. And while I do that, I plan to help everyone else. And of course, I don't have a concrete plan. You know, I wrote down many plans and things that I would like to do at the beginning of the year, and a lot of those things didn't happen. You know, I plan to study to be licensed, and I plan to already be pregnant, and I plan to, you know, already have this business in the back pocket. But those things actually do take time. So please don't feel bad if the only thing that you were able to do was just come up with a business plan. That's still, you know, doing something during quarantine. And even if you haven't, you know, even if you've just been taking this time off to be away from work and spend more time with your children, you know, you're still doing something. Or taking this time to just be with other family members, you're still doing something. This time has really kind of messed with my mental on so many levels, because you're being shut in with family. And, you know, sometimes, you know, get on each other's nerves, or, you know, sometimes you can't handle the stress of just constantly being shut in or just confined within your home, and you try to find different ways to entertain each other or just to be with one another and things like that. So it's a lot of things with being quarantined that we learn about one another, we learn about ourselves, and we learn how to survive. I don't want to say that this is going to be something where, you know, we really have to really and truly just be prepared to the point where, you know, things are going to happen, or you feel like it's going to be like this whole massacre or things like that, or there's going to like not be any food. Even if that is the case, you should always just remain open-minded, fearless and faithful that things will work in your favor. A lot of times we don't have control over certain things like this, and especially when it being like a worldwide thing, it's one of those things that we really do just have to sit and be quiet, you know, do what we can, but just sit, you know, in peace and solitude and just quiet. And it's not saying that, you know, you can't go out there and fight for whatever it is that you need or things like that. But during this time, it's just really asking for peace and calmness, because being angry and fighting and doing all of those things isn't going to make things better. And I don't know everyone's exact situation. Maybe you don't have family, you're just there by yourself. You know, maybe going to work every day is like having family, or just your part of, you know, being social. So right now, this could be a hard time for some people who are alone and they don't have family. And if that's the case, please, you know, find something that you can definitely do, as far as, you know, like reading books or walking around a neighborhood, finding time to do things that you didn't have time to do that you can do within those limits that we have right now. And another thing is, you know, if you do have a family and, you know, you're together with your family, this is a time to, you know, do things with your children or your spouse that you weren't able to do. You know, maybe your children and your spouse were really busy, or you barely saw each other. This is a time to do tons of things, like, you know, crafts and cooking and teaching each other things, or watching movies that you never had a chance to do, or really just in playing games as well. I know for sure, me and my family, we all kind of do our separate things, and we pretty much get a chance to see each other. So now it was just a time where we dedicate our time evenly between doing the things that we like to do and then doing things that they will have to do. My children are still in school online, and my wife is on school online, so they still have their work. And while they're doing that, I delve into reading my books and educating myself about my business, things that I can do and want to do to help other people. And I do things that are within my limits. So things that I cannot do, I have to, you know, wait. And I just really just do what I can to really just educate myself. So it's really one of those things where I just really encourage you guys to find the time to do things that you once didn't have time to do, but also learn to stay grounded and learn to use certain techniques to keep yourself from panicking, being stressed out, and just really overthinking about this situation. Because believe it or not, you are not going to be without your basic necessities. Things will fall into place and things will eventually go back to normal. Right now, this is really just a time where I feel like Mother Earth is really just crying out for us to just kind of sit still and really just be quiet. There's been a lot of things that's been going on that's been leading up to this. You know, a lot of fires, a lot of storms. Everything just really has been happening. And I don't blame anyone for the cause of this. I just really feel like in the events where people actually had control over starting something, I just feel like Mother Earth just really just cried out and just asked for us to just be quiet and just sit still. This is a time really where we kind of need to take back and learn how to do things how our ancestors used to do them, as far as gardening and finding a way, you know, making a way out of no way, saving money and really not focusing on a lot of, you know, I don't want to say work, but really not focusing on the superficial, but enjoying time with your family, enjoying time with yourself, and creating families and being there and creating art. Having fun and laughing more and really just enjoying the time alone and really just educating yourself, because, you know, this isn't going to be here forever. Those things that we get a chance to learn about in books, so those authors that grace us with books and just helping us to educate, even with our ancestors, you know, getting those ideas and dreams and visions and things from them, that is an honor and a blessing to receive those things. And so when we go and look for those things to educate us, sometimes those things won't always be here. And it's important now to fulfill those things now while you have the chance to sit down and not complain about something being in the way. Now you actually have the time to do that. And if resources is your, you know, problem, then experiment. You know, use what you have and make do with what you have. Nobody's asking you to hurry up and create this in a day or two. Use exactly what you have and experiment, you know. Figure it out, perfect it. And it's more so a progress. when I think about, you know, using the resources and just creating, I think about the tons of things that, you know, I have around the house and how I always try to save empty jars and save empty candle jars and things like that, because I do plan to use those things when I start doing a lot of stuff. You know, I keep those things for a purpose, because in my mind, I'm just like, I'm going to use it. And so I need to keep it so I could test it and, you know, figure these things out. So yeah, definitely use that time and get back to yourself. If you never tried, you know, yoga or any workout routine, you can start right now in your front yard or start walking around the neighborhood. If dieting was your issue, now you have the time more than ever. Use what you have. And it doesn't have to be perfect, you know. At this time, we're really focusing on the survival of a lot of things. And I know a lot of people are really putting on other people, you know, the importance of eating your fruits and veggies. And hey, if you don't have the means to get a lot of those things, or your stores just don't have a lot of those things, whatever the case may be, do what you can. It can be something that's so small as just eat, you know, drinking fruit smoothies, switching your milk, switching your cheese, switching your pasta, switching bread. It can be something as small as that. Just try and, you know, learn about your health. Even when it comes to the things that you ingest, the soaps that you use, the teas that you drink, think about things like that in taking more water, figuring out what you lack as far as, you know, vitamins and nutrients. Think about things like that and research. You know, Google is perfect. Pinterest is awesome. I absolutely love Pinterest. I go to Pinterest all the time for certain recipes and for certain tips and things that I need to learn, even about my hair. You guys can make homemade face masks. Learn how to condition your hair from things in the household. Learn how to heal yourself with things in the household. There's so much that you can do during this time. And I really hope that you guys can take heed to that you can do so much during this time, instead of worrying about when you're able to go back outside or when you're able to wear this or whenever you're able to do this. Don't think about those superficial things. Think about the time that you have now, because there are people who still don't get a break. They're still working. People that are still going to work and risking their lives every day. A lot of people don't have the opportunities that some people have to actually sit down and be home right now, to actually be with their family during this. And you get a chance to be home and sit with your family, but they don't. So definitely think about that, but also be encouraged and always find a way to lift your spirits. If this thing gets you really down, there are awesome accounts like on Instagram. There are groups on Facebook. If you have a cell phone, a computer, laptop, whatever, download Audible, download the Amazon Kindle. There are numerous of books on both apps. You can download samples. You can sometimes get any books for free. Download those things and find some self-help books. Find books for inspiration, encouragement. Find books for yoga. Find books for recipes. If you're trying to find recipes, you know, for family dinners, download Yumly. Yumly is an awesome app. I use Yumly all the time to find quick and easy meals, really just to find different tastes for my children. There's so many things that you can do. And if, you know, trying to be encouraged and to be held, trying to be encouraged and trying to be happy and to be just in good spirits during this time, reach out to a friend who's willing to talk. Reach out to those counseling sites that do telecounseling, those who can chat with you. Or hell, you can email me. You can email me, send me a message, whatever the case may be. I'm always willing to talk, but I just really, really want to encourage you guys to just uplift yourself and be in great spirits in this time, because it will not last. It won't. And so I will come back with you guys probably tomorrow, the day after, with another episode. And the next episode, I'm actually going to talk about obligations. Obligations in love, obligations in relationships, any type of ships, just obligations in general when you're dealing with other people. Again, I thank you guys for always tuning in and being an awesome, awesome audience in the crowd. From here and today, starting for 2020 in April 2nd, this is your Big Mouth Counselor, and I wish you guys love and light. Peace.